Welcome back to Praying with Scripture, praying through the liturgical prayers, especially from the Bible, of the Liturgy of the Hours and the Sacred Mass in the Catholic Church. So we're here to draw water from the rich wellsprings of the Word of God that the Church describes as such a rich and indeed a foundational source of our relationship with God. Let's begin by looking over a few prayers and most of all the readings from the Mass for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us take this moment to acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to listen to God's Word together. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Short prayer. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as we celebrate in mystery the solemnities of your Son's resurrection, so too we may be worthy to rejoice at his coming with all the saints. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. What an exciting book. After Paul's escorts had taken him to Athens, they came away with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Then Paul stood up at the Areopagus and said, "You Athenians, I see that in every respect you are very religious, for as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar inscribed to an unknown god. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands because he needs anything. Rather, it is he who gives to everyone life and breath and everything. He made from one the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth, and he fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of their regions, so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since, therefore, we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divinity is like an image fashioned from gold, silver, or stone by human art and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now he demands that all people everywhere repent, because he has established a day on which he will judge the world with justice. Through a man he has appointed, and he has provided confirmation for all by raising him from the dead." When they heard about resurrection of the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, "We should like to hear you on this some other time." And so Paul left them, but some did join him and became believers. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the court of the Areopagus, a woman named Demarius, and others with them. After this, he left Athens and went to Corinth. The word of the Lord. Let us pray Psalm 148 together with this antiphon. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Let the heavens of the earth, let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above heaven and earth. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. He has lifted up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Alleluia. Alleluia. The caption is, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to all truth. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us join together to pray Psalm 55 with this antiphon. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. O God, listen to my prayer. Do not hide from my pleading. Attend to me and reply. With my cares I cannot rest. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked. For they bring down evil upon me. They assail me with fury. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. My heart is stricken within me. Death's terror is on me. Trembling and fear fall upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. Oh, that I had wings like a dove to fly away and be at rest. So I would escape far away and take refuge in the desert. I would hasten to find a shelter from the raging wind, from the destructive storm, O Lord, and from their plotting tongues. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. For I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. It is full of wickedness and evil. It is full of sin. Its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. Take a moment to pray a Hail Mary for all of our listeners, for their most urgent needs and intentions, that Mary will be a mother to you in the spiritual order by coming to your aid before the throne of Jesus and the Father, which they share and which they delegate to us in many ways. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts. It is full of wickedness and evil. It is full of sin. Its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts. If a rival had risen against me, I could hide from him. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. But it is you, my own companion, my intimate friend. How close was the friendship between us? We walked together in harmony in the house of God. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. As for me, I will cry to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morning, and at noon, I will cry and lament. He will deliver my soul in peace in the attack against me. For those who fight me are many, but he hears my voice. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. God will hear and will humble them, the eternal judge. For they will not amend their ways. They have no fear of God. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. The traitor has turned against my friends. He has broken his word. His speech is softer than butter, but war is in his heart. His words are smoother than oil, but they are naked swords. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and He will support you. He will never allow the just man to stumble. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of death. Deceitful and bloodthirsty men shall not live half their days. O Lord, I will trust in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praying for a renewal of our personal understanding of God's love for us and our acceptance of His call to responsibility and freedom and to holiness, recognizing that it's what's in our hearts that matters most, and that's what gives the religious and the priests the ability to console the heart of Jesus. Even mystics say, going back in time, He's able to be given something from us here in the present that consoled Him during His bitter passion. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective rays of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus was seized with fear and distress. Now just a little bit longer, and we'll pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Holy Father Pope Francis, that is, not Pope Leo. Francis already put in all the intentions for this year. But first, let's have a reading from the first letter of the Apostle John concerning the Antichrist. Children, it is the final hour. Just as you heard that the Antichrist was coming, so now many such Antichrists have appeared. This makes us certain that it is the final hour. It was from our ranks that they took their leave, not that they really belonged to us, for if they had belonged to us, they would have stayed with us. It only served to show that none of them was ours. But you have the anointing that comes from the Holy One, so that all knowledge is yours. My reason for having written you is not that you do not know the truth, but that you do, and that no lie has anything in common with the truth. Who is the liar? He who denies that Jesus is the Son, that Jesus is the Christ, excuse me, he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. Anyone who denies the Son has no claim on the Father, but he who acknowledges the Son can claim the Father as well. As for you, let what you heard from the beginning remain in your hearts. If what you heard from the beginning does remain in your hearts, then you in turn will remain in the Son and in the Father. He himself made us a promise, and the promise is no less than this, eternal life. I have written you these things about those who try to deceive you. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in your hearts. This means you have no need for anyone to teach you. Rather, as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true, free from any lie, remain in him as that anointing taught you. Remain in him now, little ones, so that when he reveals himself, we may be fully confident and not retreat in shame at his coming. If you consider the holiness that is his, you can be sure that everyone who acts in holiness has been begotten by him. Responsory prayer. This anointing which you have received has remained in your hearts. You do not need anyone to teach you, for his anointing teaches you all things. Alleluia. Rejoice and be glad in the Lord your God, for he has given us a teacher to instruct us in holiness. You do not need anyone to teach you, for his anointing teaches you all things. Alleluia. A reading from the tradition of the Church, from a sermon by Saint Pope Leo the Great. Beloved, the days which passed between the Lord's resurrection and his ascension were by no means uneventful. During them, great sacramental mysteries were confirmed, great truths revealed. In those days, the fear of death with all its horrors was taken away, and the immortality of both body and soul affirmed. It was then that the Lord breathed on all his apostles and filled them with the Holy Spirit. And after giving the keys of the kingdom to blessed Peter, whom he had chosen and set above all the others, he entrusted him with the care of his flock. During these days, the Lord joined two of his disciples as their companion on the road, and by chiding them for their timidity and constant fears, he swept away all the crowds of our uncertainty. Their lukewarm hearts were fired by the light of faith and began to burn within them as the Lord opened up the scriptures. And as they shared their meal with him, their eyes were opened in the breaking of bread, opened far more happily to the sight of their own glorified humanity than were the eyes of our first parents to the shame of their sin. Throughout the whole period between the resurrection and ascension, God's providence was at work to instill this one lesson into the hearts of the disciples, to set this one truth before their eyes, that our Lord Jesus Christ, who was truly born, truly suffered, and truly died, should be recognized as truly risen from the dead. The blessed apostles, together with all the others, had been intimidated by the catastrophe of the cross, and their faith in the resurrection had been uncertain. But now they were so strengthened by the evident truth that when their Lord ascended into heaven, far from feeling any sadness, they were filled with great joy. Indeed, that blessed company had a great and inexpressible cause for joy when it saw that man's nature, rising above the dignity of the whole heavenly creation, above the ranks of angels, above the exalted status of archangels, nor would there be any limit to its upward course until humanity was admitted to a seat at the right hand of the Eternal Father, to be enthroned at last in the glory of Him to whose nature it was wedded in the person of the Son. Responsory prayer. I go now to prepare a place for you, but I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you also may be. Alleluia. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Paraclete to remain with you forever. But I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you also may be. Alleluia. Now we shall pray a few prayers and then conclude our service for tonight. Antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. The Spirit will glorify me, for He will proclaim to you all that He has received from me. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Spirit will glorify me, for He will proclaim to you all that He has received from me. Alleluia. In His Son, risen from the dead, God has opened for us the way to everlasting life. Let us ask the Father, through the victory of Christ, save the people He has redeemed. God of our fathers, You raised Your Son Jesus from the dead and clothed Him in glory. Move our hearts to complete repentance, that we may walk in newness of life. You have led us back to the Shepherd and Bishop of our souls. Keep us faithful under the guidance of the Shepherds of the Church. You chose the first fruits of Christ's disciples from the Jewish people. Reveal to the children of Israel the fulfillment of the promise made to their forefathers. Remember the lonely, the orphaned, and the widowed, and do not abandon those who have been reconciled with You by the death of Your Son. You called Stephen to Your presence when he bore witness to Jesus standing at Your right hand. Welcome our deceased brothers and sisters who in faith and hope and love, hope, who in faith and love hoped for the vision of Your glory. our Father, and we pray for your personal intentions for you to be able to find jobs, find healing, but also find the perspective that God alone can give on this crazy, nutty world where so much is crazy and going wrong. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed our Father who art in heaven, through the victory of Christ, save the people he has redeemed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as we celebrate in mystery the solemnities of your Son's resurrection, so too we may be worthy to rejoice at his coming with all the saints. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And since it's the month of May, let's pray at least a decade of the Rosary together. And for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, the dignity of work, that work may be something transfigured and transformed, not a burden, but a source of valuation and dignity for the workers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praying the little infant mysteries, the mystery of Christ's incarnation and birth, the mystery of his infancy and growth. And the first mystery is the Annunciation, where Mary will conceive Christ, the eternal Word, through being receptive and obedient to God's, the Father's, plan and the word of the angel Gabriel. This is the vocation story of our Mother Mary. Not all of us can be exalted to such a remarkable place, but it wasn't easy for Mary. Mary, I'm sure, had to deal with a lot of stress and anxiety. What would her parents think? Most of all, what would her fiancé, or her even, I guess technically, her husband in the unconsummated marriage, Joseph, think? Probably wouldn't be all that happy and might not believe that she was conceiving from the Holy Spirit, right? And yet she knew that even though she already had all the glory and honor that any woman in her time and place could ask for in a great fiancé, she was willing to risk it all to fulfill God's plan, to accept her vocation to be the Mother of God, the Mother of the Savior of her people. So we pray in honor of that, to help us recognize how this mystery applies to our lives, and to offer God little prayers of simplicity as we go through this decade. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Let the whole world glorify God, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Teach us to see why we don't always thirst and desire for holiness in our lives, in our calls to be bearers of Christ into this world of darkness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. And that's what I'm calling a little prayer of simplicity throughout what I just did. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. And I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be helped now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a year of grace. It's a year where you can actually get two of these special blessings from the Apostolic See called plenary or indulgences per day if you do the spiritual exercises and the things, the spiritual works they request, spiritual prayers and stuff. But it's really just an extraordinary time to have our relationships with God totally transformed, our personal realities and relationships with God transformed. I'm going to sign off now, but I hope that you are all going to be peaceful and blessed tonight.